Says, one may not make the Tamid or Shdei Alechem Chametz by putting in apples. In the name of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, they said that this may be done. Rav Kahana had a version of the rice that said it was Rav Chanina ben Tradyan who argued. In fact, the Gemara Mishnah says, if a crushed apple of Truma was put into a dough of Chulin and it caused it to become Chametz, it's also to be eaten by a non-Kohen. Must we say that the Mishnah only follows Rav Chanina? If tomorrow the Mishnah can even follow the Rabbanon, although they hold that it doesn't make it fully Chametz, it does make it partially Chametz, and therefore it would make it also to a non-Kohen. So Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Eila said the most difficult mincha to make a kmitza with is a chatas mincha, which is dry flour. So it's difficult to get the exact amount. You may push off too much or not enough. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi said one may knead the chatas mincha with water. There's no oil, but you can put in water, and that would still be kosher. And therefore, the kmitza is not so difficult. Maybe we could say that they're arguing as follows. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that we assess the amount of flour for the kmitz as it is now, and therefore water may be added. Rabbi Eila said the kmitz won't be the wrong amount. Rabbi Eila said that he holds that we assess it as it was in its dry state, and therefore for even water can't be added before kmitza. And if it could be that everyone agrees that we assess it as it is now. Machalikis is, Rabbi Yitzchak holds that when the pasuk says that the chatas mincha must be dry, it means dry from oil, but water may be added. Whereas Rabbi Eila holds that it means that it has to be dry even from water. Zoknemar Vaita, Mishnah regarding food tumah says, if the meat of a calf swelled, meaning to the size of a beitza, which is needed for tumas oichlin, and if the meat of an older animal shriveled to smaller than a beitza, then they are assessed as they were. Rav Chiya and Rabbi Yechon say the Mishnah means that they're assessed as they are now. That's what the words mean. Shmuel and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe and Rav Shlokesh say it means that they're assessed as they were initially. Now the Gemara will start asking, try to figure which is the right approach. So Frekmar Brisa clearly says that we look at the size of the calf's meat in its current state, and therefore it becomes stomach when it's swelled to the size of an egg. So you see, that seems very clear according to that view. Furthermore, that's only the Rabbanon. Furthermore, the Braisa then says that the same halacha applies to pigla noiser. Now, there's no pigla noiser the Rabbanon, which seems to show that the Braisa is discussing a deraisatic case. Furthermore, the Braisa is referring to the rabbinic tumah, the tumah the Rabbanon of pigla noiser for someone who touches them. Okay, the Gemara tries again to shlug up. A Braisa says that if the meat was the size of an egg and then shrunk to less than the size of an egg, it's tar from that point forward. Now this is a kula, which must mean that it's even deraisa that we say this, and we see that you look at it the way it is now. And from what Rabbi said, really everyone agrees if the meat was the size of an egg and then shrunk to less than that size, since right now it's less than the size of an egg, it would not become tummy. Also, everyone agrees if it was smaller than the size of an egg and then it swelled to the size of an egg, it would become tummy derabbanon. The machlekes is where it was initially the size of an egg, and then it shrank to less than the size of an egg, and then swelled back to the size of an egg. In that case, Shmuel's group holds that there is rejection regarding Yisurim, this dichui, and therefore, once it shrank to less than an egg, it can no longer become tameh, even if it swelled later back to the size of an egg. Rav's group holds that there is no rejection, there's no dichui regarding Yisurim, and therefore, if it's again the size of an egg, it can again become tameh. In fact, the Mishnah clearly says that if food the size of an egg shrank to less than that size in the sun and then swelled back to that size in the rain, it can again become tummy. This clearly refutes the view that there is the concept of dichui etzel isurim. To Yufta, it shlugs up that view. Fechner Gemara tries again to back to the original question. Brisa says, we separate Meiser from fresh figs for dry figs by number. Now this makes sense if we say we assess based on the initial size, which would mean that we view the dried figs as being fresh. So taking one fresh fig for 9 dried figs is 1/10 of the volume. However, if we assess based on the current size, we're taking double the volume that we should be taking for Meiser. And the Brisa says that taking too much Meiser, it's okay for the produce that it's taken for, but it makes the Meiser also to be eaten. And for the Brisa then says that we take Meiser from dried figs for fresh figs based on volume rather than number. Now, if we say that we assess based on the current size, this makes sense. But if we say that we assess based on the initial size, we'll be taking too much Meiser, which again makes the Meiser also to be eaten. Rather, we have to say that the Brisa is not referring to Meiser, it's referring to Truma, which one may take even more than is required. In fact, more of the Brisa then says that Rabbi Elazar son of Rabbi Yossi said that his father would take 10 dried figs and separate them for 90 fresh figs. Truma is separated a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, not a 10th, so the Brisa can't be referring to Truma. And for tomorrow, rather, the Brisa is discussing Truma's Meiser, which is a 10th of the Meiser that has to be given to the Kohen by the Levi, from his Meiser. And the Brisa follows the view of Abba Elazar ben Goimel, who based on a Brisa says that you're allowed to even give more than the required amount when it comes to Truma's Meiser, just like you're allowed to give a regular Truma more than the required amount. Truma's Meiser is the same thing in that way. Frek, the Gemara, based on this, how was Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Yossi's father, able to take 10 dried figs for 90 fresh figs? We can understand this based on the view that we assess the size as they were initially back, and we understand this based on the view that we assess based on the current size. And if tomorrow, Rav Dimi, the name of Rabbi Elazar said, dried figs are different than other things that shrink because they can be cooked and blown back up to their initial size very easily. Therefore, they're viewed at their initial size.